This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Attorney General, I'd like to direct your attention to the easel behind me. The first painting is a Claude Monet.
I'm sorry, I can't read any of the words.
You don't need to. Okay. You just need to look at this great painting right
here. It's a very beautiful painting.
It is beautiful, and it is listed at Christie's for $700,000. Now, Claude Monet was the founder of the Impressionist movement, something I didn't know until I researched it. The second painting is a Degas. Another world-renowned artist, and this painting sold for $500,000. The third painting, you may recognize this name, is a Hunter Biden.
I don't recognize the painting.
The Hunter Biden painting sold for $500,000 also. Now, you may think that such an exclusive, that when Hunter Biden is in such exclusive company, that he would have a background, artistic training, for example. But you would be wrong if you thought that. And you might think that he had some sort of apprenticeship with a world-renowned artist. But you would be wrong again if you thought that. Or perhaps that he has been selling his works for years. And again, unfortunately, you would be wrong. It turns out that in 2019, Hunter Biden couldn't find a gallery to list his art. And what happened in 2020 that changed all that? His dad became president of the United States.
It's really funny to hear somebody put things in perspective like that. And you sort of get an idea like, wow, yet again, Hunter Biden, no artistic talent, no apprenticeship, no knowledge of the art world per se, and yet another crackhead venture that turns him from a zero to a millionaire overnight. A Hunter Biden selling for $500,000. Welcome back, folks. We're going to be looking into the Biden family for quite some time. And, of course, we'll try to cover other things. But let me tell you, you don't have to go back very far to see the level of duplicitousness that the left has had in dealing with Hunter Biden. Let me put it a different way. Let me put it in a way I know you'll understand. If the Trump family had done something similar and any of the Trump children went from having zero knowledge of not one industry, but two industries, and who knows, there'll probably be countless more. But if he went from no knowledge of oil and gas to making millions of dollars, and then when they got found out about that, went from no knowledge of art to selling their products for half a million dollars a piece, what the masters sell their works for, or people sell their works for, I guarantee you, we would be looking into it. We would know who bought every single painting. We would know what the Trump family had done and what influence Donald had put around it, etc. We'd know everything, but we know absolutely nothing about these crooked Bidens. You want to hear the rest of that clip? Do we have? Let's listen to it.
Now, a single piece of art from Hunter Biden sells for more than the average American home. This art arrangement is so suspicious that the Obama administration ethics czar, Walter Schaub, tweeted on July 10th of this year, Hunter Biden should cancel this art sale because he knows the prices are based on his dad's job. Shame on POTUS if he doesn't ask Hunter to stop. By the way, Mr. Attorney General, this is the same Hunter Biden who's being investigated by your department and the IRS for tax fraud. Selling fakes or having a fake skill set is nothing new to Hunter Biden. When his dad was vice president, Hunter Biden received $50,000 a month from a Ukrainian oligarch to sit on a board of an energy company. What was Hunter Biden's background in energy? Nada, nothing, zilch. Soon after he received his dad, soon after he and his dad got off Air Force Two in China, Hunter Biden became a private equity guru and assisted with a Chinese private equity firm linked to the Chinese Central Bank. You might ask what his background was with Pacific Rim Investments or the Chinese Central Bank. Nothing. With his dubious track record in cornering minds might question why any art gallery would want to sell Hunter Biden's art. Well, this particular art gallery had its COVID relief loan more than doubled by the Biden administration. In a survey of more than 100 art galleries in New York's 10th Congressional District, this particular art gallery received by far the largest SBA disaster loan. And as an aside, Mr. Attorney General, the member who represents the 10th Congressional District is none other than Chairman Nadler. Mr. Attorney General, who buys Hunter Biden's art? Who benefits? What benefits do they receive from the Biden administration? The American people want to know. I have sent a letter to the Department of Justice before your tenure asking them to appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden. I have today sent a letter to you, and I am asking you now, will you appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden?
I'm not, for the same reason that I'm not able to respond to questions about investigations of the former president or of anyone else, I'm not able to discuss any investigations pending or otherwise with respect to any citizen of the United States.
Mr. Attorney General, I worked for the Department of Justice for 15 years. You are allowed to tell us whether you will appoint a special counsel. You may not tell us whether you are investigating or not investigating a particular matter, but you are allowed to tell us whether you will appoint a special counsel, and that's my question.
Well, apparently I just received the letter today from you, and we'll be taking it under advisement, but I wasn't aware that you had sent me a letter.
Any special counsel been appointed? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you've been listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Well, that was Merrick Garland you were listening to there, and I don't know who the person was. Sorry, can we find out who that was? I don't know who the person was that was asking these questions, but they were great questions. You guys remember when they had Hunter go on 60 Minutes or something, and he was being called, I know, you're about to laugh, he was being called a Renaissance man. A Renaissance man. Now, I said Hunter didn't know anything about oil and gas. Apparently, this gentleman who was questioning Merrick Garland said he knew nothing about private equity. I didn't realize he was into that. Okay, there's another one. And, of course, we know what he knows about art. And has did Joe Biden come out and say, listen, my son, he's an attorney. He knows all about art, and he should be able to make a living. And all. He didn't say that. He said that when Hunter was on the board of Burisma. He gave him coverage for that. I'm going to give you, here's what I want to do. I want to make sure you don't forget how we got to where we are today. That the left knew all about Hunter Biden. They knew all about the crooked Biden family. And they chose to ignore it. Why? Because they wanted to get Trump and get us.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mercedes, I'll start with you and where we are with Hunter Biden and all of this and the investigations, and why do you think we're not seeing more coverage?
Well, first of all, there's so much to this story, and I think Joe Biden is in a very difficult spot because, first of all, he should have never been Hunter Biden's spokesperson by making those comments that what he did was maybe not unethical, because now we're seeing these emails coming out. We're seeing the fact that the mainstream media is finally shedding some light to what the emails contained, which, and then the next question following that is, what was Joe Biden involvement in these deals with Hunter Biden, and obviously his foreign dealings with China and Ukraine, all very questionable. It creates a huge headache for the White House, for the Biden administration, in a time when Joe Biden's poll numbers are sinking on every other issue, including the economy, including obviously his foreign policy response so far. So Harris, look, this is not what the White House needs right now. It is a huge distraction. It's very problematic for Joe Biden, and I think Hunter Biden might be sinking the Biden presidency as we're seeing this unfold.
That, folks, was Mercedes Schlapp, Matt Schlapp's wife, the CPAC folks, and that was a while back. That was, I believe, in October of 2022, just to give you some perspective. So months ago. And she said it's a huge distraction. Joe's numbers are in the polls. The emails have been shedding light, etc. Understand this. The Hunter Biden saga has been going on now for 5 years. Since 2018, we have been looking into Hunter Biden with evidence that would put anybody, that would have people begging for a deal in the real world. If a prosecutor had that much on any single target, you could bet the farm. They would be going, look, can we make a deal? Not the Bidens. So Mercedes Schlapp is asking, what's Joe's involvement? This is, we've been asking these questions now, at least a year? Because what the left has been saying is, well, even if it does have Hunter, it doesn't connect to Joe. I mean, so what? It's only Hunter. That's all we're talking about here. Well, now it turns out we're talking about a lot more Bidens. We're talking about a lot more people. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I played her clip earlier, but I think it's good to play it. Let's play it now because she hits on all of this.
We just finished reviewing the financial records in the Treasury. What I saw was over 2,000 pages of jaw-dropping information. There's basically an enterprise wrapped around Joe Biden involving not only multiple family members, more than we thought there were, but other people as well. Just a complete conglomerate of LLC shell companies where money was passing through from foreign countries, China, Ukraine, but many more countries than just those. There's a lot of information the American people deserve to know of the Biden family and the crimes they've been involved in. And the Oversight Committee has a much bigger investigation to do than we ever thought was possible. I just saw evidence of human trafficking. This involved prostitutes, not only from here in the United States, but foreign countries like Russia and Ukraine. This is unbelievable that a president and a former vice president, not only his son, Hunter Biden, but many more family members extending past Hunter Biden and his immediate family. We're going to have to really get to work. This is an investigation that needs to be revealed to the American people. And not only do we have questions about Hunter Biden himself, but this is going to extend into developing a web of corruption, a web of fake companies that's going to reveal money that came in from many foreign countries and went directly into the personal bank accounts of the Biden family, where they have financially benefited directly from Joe Biden's seats of power. And we look forward to investigating and exposing for this for the American people, and we'll see where it goes from there.
We've heard this now from James Comer, Republican out of Kentucky. Let me put it to you this way. There are a lot of people now who've gone into these skiffs. They've looked at this information, and they're coming out eyes wide open going, you just will not believe what's there. Oh, my gosh. What kind of prep are the Democrats doing right now? They've seen it. Now, here's what you can say. Well, Kevin, it's just the Republicans all blowing off. Oh, look, we're going to do this. We got all this information. Or, you know it's coming. I'm going to bet you money it's the latter. People are not going to put their reputations on the line going into there, seeing this stuff, and then go, ah, it's nothing. See, and the reason why we know it's something is because we're not talking about companies that just say, here's Joe Biden Enterprises, here's money that we received, here's money that we paid out. No, it is a complex shell game. Multiple companies, multiple crooked entities involving things like human trafficking and prostitution and others. You think they're just going to let this slide? I'm going to play the rest of that clip from Mercedes arguing with the Democrat. This is the part you're really going to appreciate.
fascinating where you started there, that Joe Biden never should have been the spokesperson for Hunter Biden. Compromised. Has the president been compromised by anything that his son would have done? Laura, that's really the only reason Americans care about this. I mean, I don't need to see any more untort, naked, drug-fueled video of Hunter Biden on YouTube. Don't care about any of that. But is our president compromised?
Look, there's absolutely no connection between Hunter Biden's businesses, and nothing has ever been unearthed to suggest that, as in your reporting, Harris, suggests as well. There's just not a connection.
I want to stop there for just a second, because that's a Democrat strategist that's debating Mercedes Schlapp on this, and she says there's no connection. Now, keep in mind, this was months ago. This was the talking points. And now, what are we doing? We're finding out the connection. But listen to what she says next. As she tries to feminize the discussion.
I think what Americans see in Hunter Biden is something especially women can relate to. This was a well-connected, wealthy guy that had access and got paid millions for doing kind of a bad job.
You think that's a gender thing?
To do. So, no, I think all Americans can relate to it. When you're a well-connected, but especially women, because we see that a lot.
So, I stop it again, because even Harris Faulkner, well, you think this is a gender thing? Well, that's a typical Democrat strategy. Divide and conquer. See, women are going to see this, and they're going to say, oh, it's just a part of the male patriarchy. Oh, see, it's toxically masculine. But you know, it's funny. Think about it. She's saying women are going to see this how? It's just a guy getting away with it? Well, how's that benefiting the Me Too movement? How's that benefiting women? Short answer is it doesn't. We're going to run out of time, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the rest of this clip. I promise you, it is so worth the wait. I'm going to play the rest of this clip of this Democratic strategist trying to run cover for Joe Biden and his family and the Democrats. And if you think that it's stupid so far with her pulling the gender card, wait until you hear the rest. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Twin bombshells in cable news. First from Fox News, read on the air this morning by anchor Harris Faulkner.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show
was this past Friday.
The Los Angeles Times now reports it may not have been so mutual, as the decision came directly from Rupert Murdoch. Also, CNN anchor Don Lemon says CNN has fired him. Lemon posted on Twitter that nobody at CNN told him directly. CNN says Lemon was offered a chance to meet with management, but decided to tweet instead. State Department's trying to find more Americans who may want to get out of Sudan. The evacuations come in the wake of widespread fighting over control of the country. One person's dead, another in custody after a shooting outside the campus of Rose State College in Oklahoma City. Police call it an isolated incident, but the school did go into lockdown for a time. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Look, there is absolutely no connection between Hunter Biden's businesses, and nothing has ever been unearthed to suggest that, as in your reporting, Harris, suggests as well. There's just not a connection. I think what Americans see in Hunter Biden is something especially women can relate to. This was a well-connected, wealthy guy that had access and got paid millions for doing kind of a bad job.
You think that's
what
a gender thing?
To do. So, no, I think all Americans can relate to it. When you're a well-connected, but especially women, because we see that a lot. But I think Americans can relate to that. And so, but as to what it has to do with the Biden presidency, I would say very little. I think this headache is really more of a right-wing conservative journalism hangover that
so
really wanted
there
to
investigate
this
at a high level.
Please. Harris, I have to respond to this. I was on the presidential campaign for President Trump, and when we brought up the questions about Hunter Biden and the laptops and the emails that the New York Post had received exclusively, that the Washington Post refused to verify for months, and then they told us on the campaign that we couldn't bring up Hunter Biden because they were like, oh, it could be part of a Russian misinformation campaign. That's a disservice to the American people when the mainstream media are not refused to question and cover the news. And they refused to let us speak about this issue on air.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So the Democratic strategist, what's this got to do with Joe? What's the connection to Joe? Did you give him the drive? What's it got to do with Joe? Well, let's recap. So we've got the Attorney General who won't allow an investigation to happen for Hunter Biden. We had the FBI who hid information regarding Hunter Biden and his laptop, as they called it Russian misinformation. Then, when they got the details off the laptop, the Attorney General, who said, no, the District Attorney Weiss, or whatever they call it, that works for the Federal Prosecutor Weiss, he's got the full authority to open an investigation, which they didn't do. Then we found out, even when they said, why didn't you put a special counsel? Because he goes, well, we could have. He claimed that he couldn't do it. And we played a clip where the guy says, I worked for the Justice Department. I know you can do this. Why didn't you? So they didn't. Interference there. We got the FBI with the Twitter files, keeping people like us from asking simple, common sense questions. Asking ourselves, look, if this were the Trumps, what would you be doing? We know you'd be handling it differently. Why are you doing it different for Hunter? Oh, there's one system of justice, and we've got to preserve the democracy. We've got to save the rule of law. We've got to be transparent. Nothing that these people plan on ever being. It is about their power and their money, and they're flaunting it in your face. So what, Hunter sells $500,000 paintings? You don't get to know who they sell them to.
So what? He's not qualified. So what? He took money from a Russian oligarch. None of your business. So what? He got money for sitting on a board of a company he knew nothing about. So what? He was in business with the Chinese, run by the head Chinese spy. Hunter's words, not mine. None of your business, America. We are above the law. Oh, but let's pretend that we're nobody's above the law. Thanks for being here, folks. I know I speak for many of you, and the level of frustration that we begin to feel and have begun to feel and have felt for some time is amazing to me. And we've got to, we really do have to tell ourselves that we're going to stay the course. I'm telling you right now, the Biden family, trust me on this, will go down. But they won't if you don't keep pressing. See, they think your voice has no meaning. They think that if they can shut you down, if they can keep you off social media, if they can keep you, you know, just saying, it doesn't matter, it'll be okay. It will not be okay. You have an opportunity here. You have a real opportunity. So I want to play a few more clips just to put things into perspective and let you see how things are beginning to heat up for the Biden family, because they are. And we'll make sense of it all, I promise you.
In focus, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of the great state of South Carolina, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Great to have you in focus today.
Thank you.
So you just heard the White House press secretary. Is she being completely transparent, truthful, when she says, we never comment on anything like this?
Well, yeah, no, honestly, the whistleblower allegations a game changer. You know, this is somebody in the IRS at a high level who apparently is willing to come forward to tell the Congress that during the investigation of Hunter Biden, there was obstruction, there was a thumb on the scale to the point that they feel they need to let the Congress know. If this is true, and I don't know yet, but if it's true, the Department of Justice yet again puts their thumb on the scale politically, then all hell is going to break out and they'll be held to pay. So to the White House, Senator Durbin said today that he's very interested, the Democrat chairman of the committee, to make sure that the whistleblower allegations are looked at seriously. I'm going to hold him to his word.
Yeah, and you're right. It is a game change, because that person is going to be do some protections if, in fact, we call them a whistleblower as such. The New York Post, Senator, with some explosive reporting today, House Judiciary sources confirmed that in sworn testimony, former acting CIA Director Mike Morrell admitted it was Joe Biden's potential campaign that prompted the infamous letter in which Morrell and 50 fellow former intel officials falsely claimed that material from Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. This seems to deepen. Your take.
Yeah, it deepens greatly. So what happened here is that 50 pretty well known and most of them pretty well respected intelligence officials put their name on a letter right before the election saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was most likely Russian disinformation. So what I want to know, I want to know who contacted them to sign the letter. I want to know who had briefed them about why they thought the laptop was Russian disinformation. Does it go back to the Biden campaign? Who are these people? Was Tony Blinken involved, the now Secretary of State?
I love that we are now talking about the things that Biden said, and it's not gonna, we're not gonna let it go. Here was Fox News' Greg Jarrett talking about these 51 intel officers.
Some breaking news for you. 50 former intel officials are standing by their October letter. Remember that? They called the New York Post bombshell reports on Hunter Biden's suspected corruption and influence peddling nothing more than Russian disinformation. Now we have learned that federal prosecutors have been investigating Hunter Biden and his business associates since 2018. Well, the intel letter signed by the likes of James Clapper, John Brennan, Michael Hayden includes the statement, we do not know whether these press reports are accurate.
House of Cards. House of Cards. Look, you can be pessimistic if you want, but I'm telling you, this
is not going away. I want to play this this clip. I think we're going to we're getting this ready for the last segment, which is going to be a series of clips where that sort of walk you through the lineage. And I mentioned in the first hour we might do this, so we put it together. But it was a walk through everything, all the cover up, and what everybody was saying, and who kicked all this off? Donald Trump. I want you to remember, this is the guy that said to Joe Biden, "You're a crook." You know what? Let's actually start there. Let's go back to what Trump was saying about Biden during the debate.
The character of the country is on the ballot. Our character is on the ballot. Look at us closely.
Let me ask some follow-up. Please respond, and then we're going to have follow-up.
If this is true about Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq, if this is true, then he's a corrupt politician.
Right.
So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
Nobody. Hey, President Trump, I want to stay on the issue of race. We're talking about the issue.
From hell.
President Trump, nobody. We're talking about race right now, and I do want to stay on the issue of race. President Trump,
and I have to respond to that.
Please.
Because look, there are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except them. His and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what
is this
that's
way you're
exactly
going?
What
this is
going.
Where he's going. The laptop is Russia.
Yes.
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of.
I love when Biden defends the indefensible. I love when he defends his lies. I love it. I love that we are finally at a point where something's going to get done. And I know there are skeptics, and I understand it. I don't want to. This isn't like the vax where I get to get after you because you're skeptical. You have a reason to be skeptical. But trust me, this isn't going away. And the thing that you got to do is don't limit this to just Biden. Do not let this just be a discussion of Biden. This must be a discussion of leftism. I've already warned you. They're going to try to limit this to Biden. They've already tried to limit it to just Hunter. And Joe was having not too much of it, I'm presuming. But we've got to make this more than just about Hunter Biden, more than just about Biden, more than just about the Biden family, because that's the way it's beginning to set up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You were at the voters in South Carolina.
Exactly.
I was in Pennsylvania, as you saw. I didn't feel it was resonating.
I don't think it resonated at all. And I should preface this by saying I was out with Joe Biden at Joe Biden events, so it's a slice of the electorate. But I specifically wanted to hear from people about this, and time after time I was told, you know, well, I put my foot in my mouth. We all put our foot in our mouth. There's a sense that these qualities are almost endearing to voters. There's a sense that they find him more believable because he makes missteps every so often.
And what I'm hearing is that people just say, come on, let's focus on the big stuff.
Exactly.
It's the economy, and it's the character. of the leader and the character of the country that we want going forward. And that's what they're saying. It's like, it's big time. It's big stuff that we care about. It's not about the stories.
But the Chinese, what they said is China would prefer Joe Biden. Whether they do, that's their conclusion, that they would prefer Joe Biden.
Hunter Biden's former addiction to crack cocaine led to a life he describes as nonstop depravity. He has also acknowledged a federal investigation into his taxes. Congress investigated Hunter Biden's job with a Ukrainian company at the time that his father ran Ukrainian policy in the Obama administration. A Republican investigation, however, uncovered no wrongdoing by then Vice President Biden.
Mr. President, if you run again, Republicans are most likely to go after your son, Hunter, once again. And I wonder what you would like to say about your son and whether any of his troubles have caused conflicts for you or for the United States.
I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it. And no, there's not a single thing that I've observed at all from that would affect me or the United States relative to my son Hunter.
Republican investigations are likely to resume if Mr. Biden loses either the House or the Senate. And history shows that presidents usually lose seats in Congress in a midterm election.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything.
There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. Every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
What you just said is right, that there are differences in what happened.
Yes, but the optics are not good.
Well, we all know that Trump is a liar and a thief, We know that. So it's not that big a jump to say that he obstructed and he lied. We don't think that Biden is a liar and a thief, so we give him the benefit of the doubt. That's partly what's going on. But what I think also is going on, no matter what the truth of it is, Whoopi, they will spin it. Bubblehead and Marjorie Taylor and that crowd, Matt Gaetz, you think they're not going to spin this, that it's just as bad as Trump? The lying has been so invasive, so ubiquitous, that no one will believe the truth anymore. And that you can put that at the feet of Donald Trump, who started the lying.
Just to follow up on Evan's question there, is the FBI investigating Joe or Hunter Biden at this point?
I'm not going to talk about any investigation, as I never would. We do not talk about open investigations.
Breaking news from the Washington Post. They're reporting that federal agents in Biden say they have gathered, quote, sufficient evidence to charge him with tax and gun purchase crimes. Joining me right now is Washington Post national security reporter Devlin Barrett. So, Devlin, walk us through what we know, what you know.
Right. So this investigation was opened in 2018. It's been going on a long time, and it's been supervised since the Biden administration began by a holdover U.S. attorney from the Trump administration in Delaware. And what we're told is that agents believe and have believed for a number of months that they have a chargeable case against Hunter Biden. But it's important to remember, charging decisions are not made by agents. Charging decisions are made by prosecutors at the Justice Department.
And they will decide this. These crimes that we're talking about, what are the details, these alleged crimes, regarding taxes and regarding a gun purchase?
Well, right. On the tax question, we don't know a lot of the specifics, but we know it's on the sort of general problem of allegedly failing to report significant amounts of income. And on the gun issue, it's a little more complicated in that when a person buys a gun, they fill out from a licensed dealer, they fill out some paperwork, and they have to say a number of things, and they have to be truthful in those statements. And the allegation or concern is that in 2018, when Hunter Biden bought a gun, he said he did not have a substance problem and was not addicted to drugs. When, in fact, in his own autobiography, he writes that he was using drugs quite significantly in that time period, and he has since said he's gotten clean and beaten that addiction.
Does this have anything to do with the laptop?
So it's really unclear. We can't tell at this point how important or unimportant the laptop has been to this federal investigation. Just to back up, you know, for folks who don't remember, there was a lot of to-do just before the 2020 election that a laptop that Hunter Biden supposedly dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware had been turned over to the FBI, and Republicans made a great deal of hay over what they said were, you know, data on the laptop that showed bad dealings by Hunter Biden. That's been the subject of a lot of political debate, and we know that the FBI has looked at that data. What we don't know yet is how important they think that data is to this case.
So I said alleged crimes a second ago. Let me be abundantly clear. This is from the reporting. It's sufficient evidence to charge him with tax crimes and a false statement relating to a gun purchase. They're not even alleging crimes yet officially, so I want to be clear about that. You guys reached out to Chris Clark, a lawyer for Hunter Biden. I'm just going to read what he said to you. It is a federal felony for a federal agent to leak information about a grand jury investigation such as this one. Any agent you cite as a source in your article apparently has committed such a felony. We expect the Department of Justice will diligently investigate and prosecute such bad actors as is proper and legally required. We have also reached out to the Justice Department and NBC News, and they currently do not have a comment. Devlin Barrett, thank you so much for bringing us that reporting. We appreciate it.
Did Hunter Biden pay federal taxes on all of that dough? What do you think? This is a guy who left a crack pipe and his driver's license in a rental car because he was too high to put them back into his pocket. Did he pay all his federal taxes? Let's just say Hunter Biden does not fit the profile of a faithful taxpayer. But he is the president's son. And that's why when he was asked about the criminal investigation into his taxes 2 years ago, he didn't seem that worried.
We have a president whose son's laptop from hell gets taken over and exposes massive corruption like nobody's ever seen before. You think the father, do you ever hear this? Do you think the father was upset? Dad, I left my laptop in a repair shop. I forgot to pick it up, and this repair guy went a little crazy when he saw what was on it. What's on it, son? Every crime that you've ever committed, father. Now, at what point does the father get angry? You know, like, this kid is not working out well for me. And then the FBI goes and convinces the media that it's Russian disinformation. Remember, they went over to see the people at Twitter and other media and other agencies also, but the FBI, can you imagine the good old FBI? It's hard to believe what's happened there. This is Russian disinformation. So if you hear anything about it, don't put it in, don't write, don't do it. Don't do it, you better not do it. Because it's Russian disinformation. It's not true. Even though they know that's a lie that they're telling them. And instead of doing that, they come after Trump. Let's go after Trump. Let's raid Mar-a-Lago.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.